Blog Talk Radio.
This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
Everybody, welcome to the second edition of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast with your host, the Southwest Texan Day Day Cruz. And tonight we're going to hit the direction a little differently because my first host got a little something to do, so we're going to bring him on first. His name is Johnny Atkins, and he is the owner promoter of Michigan's Metro Pro Wrestling. And we're going to talk a little bit about his next show coming up, which is called Mind Games. We're going to talk about the matches he's going to have going on, whatever else he's got going on. So we're waiting for him to come on right now. So, yeah, Metro Pro Wrestling, it's got a show coming up March 14th in Southgate. It's going to be a great show, jam-packed. We're going to have Jake Gainer, actually, from Impact Wrestling. So if you're in Southgate or in the Michigan area, let it be known and be at the show. It's going to be a great show, and you get to meet all your favorite wrestlers in the process.
Hey Southwest, I'm going to check and see if it's him right now. Okay.
Okay, no problem. So guys, like I said, Southgate, Michigan, the RK Arena. Jake Diener is going to be a part of that show. We got a tag team turmoil going on. We're going to have a tag team turmoil going on. We're going to have the Heritage Champion, Jason Page, in the house also. We're going to have the Threat going on in there. We're going to have everybody there. We're going to have Percy Drews there. He's going to be part of the tag team turmoil. If you like tag team wrestling, that's definitely something you want to check out because MPW got a lot of great tag teams going on right now, like Armageddon. The just formed Armageddon is a great great faction. I'm pretty sure some of them are going to be in there. Malcolm Monroe the Third, MM3, is going to be a part of the show. So, John, are you there yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going, Johnny?
It's going great. How are you guys doing?
I can't complain this way. How's it going? Are you ready for March 14th? You ready to go see be a part of the show?
Oh, yeah. March 14th is going to be great. I'm guaranteeing that it's going to be one of the best shows that we've put on so far. So the fans need to get out there to RK Arena there on Eureka Road in Southgate, right next to Olive Garden. Bell time 7:30, and the doors open at 7.
Okay, do you want to elaborate and let us know what kind of matches are going to be held that night? Jake Diener, I hear, is going to
be
in action that night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We got some great matches lined up. We got, of course, the new MPW Heritage Champion, Jason Page, is going to be there in action. He's going to be issuing an open challenge to anybody in the back room that night. So that's going to be one of the great matches. Yeah, open challenge. Jason Page, I got to tell you, the guy is phenomenal. If you've not seen the guy wrestle yet, you need to, because I couldn't have picked a better leader for Armageddon than Jason Page.
Oh, I agree with that. I actually seen the match. I actually filmed that match when he won that championship against Lance and Hawaii there. And, man, I tell you, man, oh, him going against Lance and Hawaii, man, he's a great talent. He got the bright future ahead of him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's one of the bright up-and-comers that we have at Metro Pro Wrestling. Because, you know, at MPW, I'm not putting anything against the veterans. We have some great veterans, but we're more about pushing the younger guys, the rookies. That's why I had the brilliant idea of putting together some of Michigan's top rookies, you know, and Armageddon when I had it formed with Tanner Nix, another great, yes, great wrestler, TJ Meyer, and then, of course, Gracefully Chosen, who is probably one of the top tag teams here in Michigan right now.
I agree with that. So,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, I go to some of the indie shows in the area as well, you know, and I sit back and I watch the talent, and, you know, I see Tanner Nix and TJ Meyer and Gracefully Chosen and Jason Page, you know. They're all great, talented individuals. So I had the brilliant idea one night of why not put all five of these brilliant individuals together and form one of the greatest stables in Michigan indie wrestling.
And you couldn't have done a better job, because I agree with that. Like, I agree with you. I go to most of these wrestling promotions in the indies in Michigan, and I agree. Tanner's one of the great ones, and I've seen him not only on Metro, I've seen him around, and I've seen Jason Page, and he's a great talent. You outdid yourself on doing that, man. That's just something great you did, because I don't think nobody would have put them together to form Armageddon, and that's a great name for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we love the name Armageddon. You know, it sums it all up, because you see these guys coming to the ring, it's more or less the end for whoever they're facing.
Right, exactly. So what other matches do you got going on that night? I see Malcolm Monroe III on the picture. I see Kevin Calloway. What's going on with Kevin Calloway, man?
Oh, Kevin Calloway, he's a cancer in the Michigan independent wrestling scene. The guy is a he's a weirdo. He's just, he needs to be dealt with. He really does.
Okay.
He tries to bring his, you know, he's trying to more or less build a cult here in Michigan. The guy's Looney Tunes. And I needed to put an end to him, and I thought, what better way than to put together, like I said, the greatest faction in Michigan indie wrestling, Armageddon, to put Kevin Calloway away for good. And they sure enough, they sent the message last show if you were there.
Yeah, I was there. I was actually there. And I could see that, but, I mean, also, I've seen Kevin Calloway, and he's a, like you said, he's a crazy guy. I can't say he's a cancer because, you know, me and him actually get along, but, I mean, it's that he, you know, I actually think that Armageddon could be the one to stop him. If he doesn't bring any other you know, cancers along with him.
Right. Well, Kevin Calloway, the man's he's mentally ill. He's not all there. I mean, you know that. You've seen him. The people in Michigan have seen this guy. He's a couple nuggets short of a Happy Meal. That's for sure.
We can all agree with that. We can all agree with that.
Yeah. So, yeah, but Kevin Calloway will be there on March the 14th, and me being the fair man that I am, I'm going to give him a little bit of chance to get a little revenge against Armageddon. I'm going to let him face Adonis of Gracefully Chosen.
Okay.
So we'll see what he can do with Adonis. You know, Adonis is the powerhouse, Gracefully Chosen, so we'll see what Kevin Calloway can do with that.
Oh, that sounds like a great matchup. I can't wait to see it. I'll be there live, and if all you guys in Michigan or around the Southgate area, you guys make your way to that Arcade Arena next to the Olive Garden and sit your butt in that seat and enjoy a great show, because MPW always puts on a great show. Like I said, last show we seen Lance in Hawaii make his Metro Pro Wrestling debut against the Heritage Champion. You know, he had a chance at the title, but obviously the future Jason Page took the title and ran with that ball.
Right.
So,
and speaking of titles, I want to talk about – I have another title I want to talk about. Speaking of titles, we have to talk about the Metropolitan title, which is currently being held hostage by the Threat. You know, Amazing Nate, he won the Metropolitan Championship from June Tai on the last show, and he's holding the belt hostage, more or less, the Threat and Amazing Nate Madsen. So So I have an issue I have to work out with that because Amazing Nate's not supposed to be there on March 14th, but I want that belt's going to be there. It better be there.
Yeah, yeah. I was there when Juntai actually lost the title. Juntai was actually a great champion, you know, up until the threat got her, you know, they got their paws on it and they, you know, they cheated their way through it. But, I mean,
right.
A win's a win if you look at it. But, hey.
Hey, I'm not against doing what you have to do to win a match. I more than endorse that. But they went a little bit too far. And the threat, I don't know, the threat might get a little bit of Armageddon if they don't watch it.
Hey, that would be one hell of a match. The threat versus Armageddon, man, I would make that happen, Johnny. Let's make that happen. That sounds like Armageddon, right there.
Oh yeah. If and when that match happens, we know that definitely the Armageddon will come out on top. Armageddon, like I said, the greatest faction in Michigan wrestling history. They could take on the Death Threat Army. They can take on the Fun Loving Criminals. They can take on Faceless, the Purge, all those guys, the Punks, whatever they want to call themselves. They'll take on all them guys, and I guarantee they will come out victorious.
Oh man, you got a lot of faith in these guys, and I can see why. But I mean, I've seen all these guys, man, and they'll have a little bit of a little bit of bumps on these roads, but I believe they could get through them all. But it's going to be rough. That'd be rough for them to do.
Right. And you talked a little bit about the Canadian promo match that's going to take place on the 14th. That's going to be a great match. We have four great tag teams. We got MM3 teaming up with Royce. You know, I believe it's his nephew or cousin.
Yeah.
Those two are going to be one of the teams involved, and we all know what a great talent MM3 is.
The guy is
definitely not a slouch. She's one of the great, you know, singles wrestlers here in Michigan. So I put him with Royce, and they're going to be taking on the team of Hot Punks, which is Percy and Mitch Hewitt. And, you know, both those guys are definitely talented individuals. And then we got the Watts, of course, Dickie and Willie Watts, who have been, you know, they're probably the tag team veterans in that match because those two have been teaming up the longest.
You
know, Percy and Mitch, this is going to be their first time teaming up. And then you got, you know, MM3 and Royce, they're going to be their first time teaming up. But the fourth team in that match is Armageddon, my personal favorite, which is TJ Meyer and Tanner Nix.
It's going to be an elimination style match, so
we'll see who comes out on top of that match.
Yeah,
and then we have another debut that night, March 14th, Electric Eli is making his debut.
Oh, great. I've seen Electric Eli
before.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. He's another very talented individual. He's going to be taking on one of our veterans, Mono El Diablo. So that's going to be a tough match for Eli.
I've seen Eli, and I think that's going to be a good one, too. And then Eli, he's a tough competitor. He's been in the game for a minute, too. But, I mean, I think That's one match that I would love to see. That's one match I would love to see.
Yes. And then we also have making their debut at MPW is going to be the Grey Wolves, Jairus and Jimmy. So have you seen them in action yet?
I have not seen him in action yet. I have not.
Yeah, they're another one of the young tag teams. They're trying to make the rise up in the Michigan independent rankings. They're going to be in singles action, though, because Jimmy Wolf's going to be taking on Jamie Cox, former PWL TV champion. And then Jairus Wolf is going to be taking on Zach Main, who is a fan favorite at MPW, by the way. Yes, both of those guys fan favorites, Jamie Cox and Zach Main.
Yeah, Jamie Cox, I've seen in action. That's one hell of a talent. And he's going to tear down the house. I've seen him actually at X-Side for the first time last year. I believe that's when he won the tag team title with DBA. Yeah, that was a great one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then, of course, we can't forget that Impact Wrestling star, Jake Something's going to be in the building as well.
Jake Dean is going to be in the building, guys. So,
yeah.
I've seen him on Impact before. You know what? I actually seen him last year too. He's a great wrestler for his size. He can move,
he's a big boy.
And I'm helping MPW.
So yeah, it's all shaping up to be a great show. It's March 14th, Saturday, March 14th, bell time, 7:30. Doors open at 7. Adults are just $15. Kids 12 and under, only $5.
Only $5, guys. You hear that? $15, 7:30.
You can't even go to movies.
No, you can't even
go to
the movies
for that
price. Yeah, no.
Right,
exactly.
And it's
going to
be seven stellar matches. It's well worth the money. I mean, the tag team turmoil match alone is worth the $15.
Oh, yeah, that's most definitely. You know, I've been to Metro Pro many of times, and I'm going to tell you guys, they bring what they say in that pro wrestling, and that's something you guys don't want to miss, and for the price you can't beat it. And if you guys don't want to, you know what I'm saying, you guys ain't got nothing to do Saturday night, bring your butts down March 14th to MPW Mind Games. That's, like you said, seven seller matches. You got MM3, you got Jake Dean, and you just to name a few, you guys. That's what we're worth the price for the tag team turmoil match, and you got a title match. You got Armageddon there. That's well worth $15 if you ask me. I will be there.
Right. Yeah, we like to give the fans their money's worth, so trust me, this won't be any different on March 14th. We'll definitely make sure that the fans leave happy, because that's our mission there at Metro Pro Wrestling. You know, Metro Pro's been around for over 20 years, so we know what the fans like, and we're out to give it to them.
Oh, that's definitely, like I said, I've been there a couple of times, and I got the chance and the honor to film some of those matches. Like I got I actually got the Jason Page winning the MPW Heritage Championship. So if you guys want to check out that match, Lance in Hawaii, you can hit the Metro YouTube channel, or you can hit the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube and check it out. And we both actually got the footage of me with the interview with Lance in Hawaii. So if you guys want to check that out, hit either YouTube channels. Hey.
And something tells me, as the boss of Metro Pro Wrestling, I'm also going to grant you permission on March 14th to interview Jake something.
Oh, really?
That should be good.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I appreciate that a lot.
You guys have one of the best podcasts in the area, and yes, I would be honored to have you guys come down and interview Jake something on March 14th.
Oh, man, I really appreciate that, and I'll make sure I bring my A game to that, and I'll make sure that I bring, you know what I'm saying, everything that I can. And like I said, guys, Metro Pro, March 14th, you guys are not going to want to miss. Bring your kids, bring your family. If you love pro wrestling, this is the place to be to get your pro wrestling, you know, your pro wrestling hunger. If you're there to get a taste of pro wrestling, that's where you want to get it.
Well, we appreciate the kind words.
Oh, no problem. Is there anything else you got going on that you want to let the open world know?
I think you covered most everything I needed to say, but I would like to just remind the people that you can see Metro Pro Wrestling Michigan on Facebook, and also on YouTube you can find Metro Pro Wrestling Michigan, and some of the great matches from our past shows are on there as well. And, of course, Ken Buckman will be there taking pictures for Metro Pro on March 14th, and you can always check out her work on the Metro Pro Wrestling Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely. Do you mind if I ask a couple questions? Before we let you go?
Oh, no, go right. Yeah, go right ahead.
So what made you want to become actually a promoter in the Metro Pro, you know, area? What made you, after, you know, a long time, you know, you being in the game, what made you actually want to have that hunger to be a promoter and an owner of a wrestling promotion with all that
I've actually got word of independent wrestling show in Brownstown, Michigan that was ran by Gene Austin. And I thought, my friend was like, let's go check out this wrestling show in Brownstown. So he got me and we went up there and we checked it out. And I was hooked from day one on that, because the guys were just phenomenal. They put on great matches and they got the fans involved. And I just loved the whole prospect and the whole, you know, involvement of everything. So I started going to all the shows, the NWA shows ran by Gene Austin, and I became friends with Maynard Arneck, who used to be one of the wrestlers at the time. You guys might know him now. He wrestles now every now and then. And he came to me and said, hey, you love wrestling as much as I do. Why don't we get together and run a show? And he He got the building. He got everything figured out. And I ran my first show on a Thursday night. That's the first mistake I made. And I ran it in Brownstown. The ring broke down on the way to the show to start it off. So
where?
The show started like 2 hours later, and we must have had maybe a total of 15 people in the crowd. So first show, you know, is always a little rocky for all promotions. But, yeah, I definitely know what they mean now by that, because my first show wasn't my best, but I had such great talent. It was like Chris Sabin was on that show, Zach Gowen, Amazing Nate. I had great guys on the show. It's just, you know, the first show was a little rocky. So I ran a couple more shows with Maynard Arneck, and then I started branching out and running shows on my own. And then I hooked up with my current business partner, Randy Pyro, and we've been running shows together for about the last 10 years.
Okay, okay. That's,
you know,
nice.
Yeah. We've ran at Almada Hall. We used to run at Taylortown Trade Center, and we ran in the place called the Ark in Wyandotte at one time until they were sold, and now we run at RK in Southgate.
Nice, nice. Man, it's been great on, like I said, I've been to a lot of Metro Pros. I've been to, you know, Pro Wrestling All-Stars also, but I, you know, Metro Pro brings something different than anybody that I've seen. And, you know, I've been in Michigan Independence for over a year now, actually going to the shows and doing the podcast thing. And let me tell you, man, Metro, you guys deliver. You guys deliver the whole way, all the way. You know, and you guys bring bring family fun to the wrestling in Michigan, and that's what's great about
right.
Metro.
Well, I would like to think, you know, since I started off as a fan, I know what I liked as a fan, and I try to bring that to our fans today. And it's interesting that you mentioned the family friendly show. There's like, you know, there's many shows here in the Michigan area, but we're one of the few that you can actually bring your kids. And not to worry about swearing, not to worry about blood everywhere. You can actually just sit back
right.
and enjoy some good wrestling, you know.
Exactly, like the olden days when you used to be technical and just when you didn't have to worry about that stuff. But also, man,
right.
Another thing, you know, I was wondering, are you actually watching wrestling as it's going on today, like the Wednesday Night Wars, Raw, SmackDown? Do you watch any of that?
I can tell you that I watch a little bit. I mean, not as much as I used to back in the day, but I do. I'll flip through the channels on Monday night and watch Raw for a little while, and I watch AEW and NXT. So I'm not really into it now as I used to be, but I'll still, like, follow some of the stuff going on.
Right, right, right. Because I was going to ask you, what do you think about the so-called Wednesday night wars between NXT and AEW?
AEW is a good product, but it's like the new guy on the block. You know, they gotta build some more time behind, you know, in the business before they could be a real threat to Vince. Of course, you know, because Vince has been around forever.
Right now,
I wouldn't even consider it a war because WWE, of course, is topping them right now. But it'd be interesting to see how AEW is in like 2 years. I give them like 2 years to see how they are. Maybe it might be a war then. But for right now, they have some good ideas and they have a good roster, but just lacking in some parts of it, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. Like AEW, they're like you said, they got a good product, and I agree with that 100%. But the whole thing is like they're trying to move too quick right now. Like they're trying to supposedly, I heard that they're trying to bring out a video game, an AEW video game.
And action figures, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
see, I don't
want to
say it, but sometimes when I see AEW, I gotta think WCW. So hopefully they break away out of that. You know what I mean? Like I said, I want to see where they're at in 2 years. Let's see where they're at in 2 years. If they're still around in 2 years, I think they will be giving WWE a run for their money.
Well, most definitely. And if WWE could continue to give out a crappy product and so on and so forth, I believe AEW can give them a run for their money, and I believe that AEW will be the one to bury WWE one day, but I don't see it happening anytime soon. But they'll end up giving them a neck-and-neck run for their money, and like you said, a year or two. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, they just need a little bit more time under their belt.
Right. Did you actually see Jake the Snake make his debut last night?
I caught a little bit of it. I've heard parts of it, and yeah, it's good to see Jake on TV. I think he's going to be probably maybe with Luke Harper. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing because I believe Matt Hardy's going to be the guy from the Dark One or whatever, the Dark Order. He's going to be their leader, and I believe Luke Harper is going to be the one to be the one with, like you said, with Jake the Snake Roberts. That would actually be a good pairing.
Yeah, I think it would be good for both guys to do that.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Well, we got about 5 minutes, unless there's anything else you want to say.
I just want to tell the fans that if you've never been to an independent wrestling show, get out and do it. I mean, I know there's lots of people out there that they go to the WWE, they go to AEW, they go to NXT, they spend $50-$60 for a ticket, sometimes more than that. You can go watch a good independent wrestling show anywhere in Michigan for like $20 or less. And independent wrestling is so much more than the professional stuff that you see on television right now. It's so much more.
Yeah,
it's really good. It's good for the kids. It's good for the fans. It's good for everybody involved. It's more of a fan-friendly, fan-involved show than WWE.
Oh, yeah, that's most definitely. That's most definitely. And I agree with you on that because WWE, to me, is starting to get, like back in the 90s, so cartoonish, and their lines and their storylines and stuff, I believe, are so crappy nowadays that independent wrestling is where it's at. And that's why right now independents are flourishing all over the world, because independent wrestling is a lot better than what you see on the mainstream, really.
It is. And it's sad that fans don't give it a chance. So it's like you need to go out to an independent show. You know,
yeah,
all of us promoters here in Michigan, we try and do what's best for the fans. That's what we all want. We all are working towards that goal, to just give the fans what they want and make them happy. So, I mean, you guys, you know, MPW, we definitely cater to the fans. And XICW, BCWA, Clash, Horseland, PWAS, there's just so many good shows out there right now that fans could go to for half the cost of going to a WWE show.
Yeah, that's most definitely. And then you actually get actually greater matches and greater talents from the independents than what you would a WWE event. I believe so.
Right. And you're seeing the star. You're seeing stars of, and you're seeing these guys as they're starting off into the world of professional wrestling. And there's many guys that have passed through indie wrestling here in Michigan that were or are in the WWE right now. So.
Yeah, because
you could be watching the next WWE heavyweight champion down the road in 10 years from now at one of our shows, you know. You never know.
Yeah, definitely. Like, actually, if you look at it, Sean Longhorn was actually on SmackDown as an extra. You know what I'm saying? You got Sean Longhorn, and he's going to be there again at this show coming up on SmackDown. So, I mean, you're actually absolutely right.
You know, Sean Longhorn, he's come a long way. He definitely has come a long way in the business. Really proud of him. He's doing good things, and it's good to see him on WWE TV, and I hope they get him a long-standing thing there on the WWE.
Yeah, most definitely. And you know, he deserves it, and I believe a lot of these talents that are in the Michigan independent scene deserve it.
These guys bust their ass, and you know, and independent wrestlers, they don't make a lot of money. They definitely don't make a lot of money. They do what they do because they love it, and they want to make the fans happy, and that's why all these guys do it. They bust their ass for the fans.
Oh, yeah, that's most definitely. And like I said, you guys at Metro are great, and the talent there is great, and I can't wait to see your show again. I'm just waiting. I'm patiently waiting, but I ain't got no more patience. So if you guys are in the area again, come out to the RK Arena, Southgate on Eureka. Prices are cheap. You get great seven matches. You get a tag team turmoil. You get championship matches. You get Jake Diener, you guys, or Jake whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Jake Diener
on Impact, yes.
You guys
come on out March 14th. We'd love to see you guys. Come on out March 14th, Metro Pro Wrestling. And you know, all the information is at Metro Pro Wrestling Michigan on the Facebook page. Check it out.
All right, well, guys, this has been Johnny Atkins, my special first guest of the night. And, Johnny, we're gonna let you go because I know you got things to do.
Right.
And you got a show to set up. So it's
well,
been great
a lot,
talking,
man.
To you.
Keep up,
see you on March
14th. Keep up the good work, brother. Keep it up.
I appreciate it, man. You have a great night, man.
You too, man. Talk to you later.
We are Kayfabe, the People's Band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. From all or as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan, they got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be theme, wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, Comic Cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And
Team the Guillotine is going to squeeze your ugly little hands till they pop like a cherry tomato. You know why? Why? Because you're ugly. You're so ugly, and if ugliness were bricks, you'd be the Great Wall of China. But don't be a little crybaby. When the Guillotine brings you good news. What's that? I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Voted Best Value in America offers you 5 delicious hot and ready items at $5 each. Pick up a large hot and ready classic for $5. An 8-piece order of Caesar wings, $5. 4 20-ounce beverages, only $5. A family size order of bacon cheddar loaded crazy bites, just $5. Or a family size order of our new loaded cinnamon bites, only $5. That's 5 items at $5 each. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 at Little Caesars. Pizza, pizza.
Subway, home of the famous $5 footlong, like our fresh toasted black forest ham with cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
Close talker, so I was excited about all new cold.
Guys, welcome back to Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm your host, Southwest Texan, and you heard it yourself from the man himself, from the owner, promoter of Metro Pro Wrestling, that your host, the Southwest Texan, Dede Cruz, will be interviewing Jake Diener from Impact Wrestling. That's right, Jake Diener from Impact Wrestling will be on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast on March 14th. So if you guys are in the Metro Detroit area, anywhere in the Downriver area, Riverview, anywhere, head out March 14th, 2020, Saturday, for Metro Pro Wrestling's Mind Games. Like he said, $15, and kids, you're even cheaper. That makes it even better, you guys. So if nothing's going on that Saturday, head out to the RK Arena and watch some great pro wrestling. So let's get on to the wrestling news. How about today or this week that Paige had to undergo emergency surgery to moving over in cysts? What do you guys think about that? I mean, you guys think that this is another bump in Paige's road to get back into the ring? Do you ever think that Paige will head back into the ring? Or do you think that WWE will actually let her go back into the ring after this? Or do you think she would have to hit some or go to another promotion to do what she loves? Or do you think that she's just going to want to give it up altogether? You guys give me a call. Area code 646-668-8672. 646-668-8672. You guys, I mean, what do you guys think? You guys think this is going to be Paige's last page on her wrestling career, or do you guys think she's going to return or want to return or anything like that? You know, I'm not sure. I would think that she would give it up after this. You done had concussions. You done had bumps in your road of wrestling, broken necks and everything. You guys, I believe Paige is done. I believe it's time to give up her keys to her house. This is no longer her house. It was great to have you while you was lasted. But, I mean, I believe for your health, I believe that you should stop Paige and that Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. Hopes you a well and fast recovery. So let's switch things up. That Hitman Hart, how about he's going to be a special guest on the Stone Cold's podcast, the Broken Skull Session. That airs March 16th, the same day that Stone Cold makes his return to Monday Night Raw, you guys. Do you guys think that this is another attempt from WWE to get Stone Cold to come back to the wrestling ring and try to get him from a ambassador, a person that talks, a Hall of Famer, get back into the ring like he got Goldberg to win the Universal title? You think Vince is going to try to lure Stone Cold with bags of cash and a title run and not such a big schedule, not so many bumps for Stone Cold to return to the ring? I would think so. I think that's what WWE is trying to do right now. Oh, and let me not forget that in about 20 minutes, you guys, 20 minutes. So if you guys want to call in before I get to my second guest, hey, give me a call, 646-668-8672. My second guest of the night will be Cody Fleming from Wrestling Rage Podcast here in Michigan, man. This guy's done. He's got a lot going on. He goes to all the Michigan independent shows. He goes and gets interviews, man. Check that out, Wrestling Rage on YouTube. That dude's great. He brings great content, just like Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313. We bring you Blood and Guts from Horror Slam, and we also have interviews, and we also have some pro wrestling there also. But let's return back to Stone Cold. He's going to be returning on 3/16, March 16th. So like I said, I believe Vince is trying to lure Stone Cold back into the ring, probably with big bags of cash and another title run, lighter schedule. So, I mean, who knows? Will Stone Cold take that offer from Vince? Or is he just going to do a one-night thing at Monday Night Raw, the same night that his podcast airs with Bret Hart? And do you guys think that they're going to touch up on the little feud they had back in the 96 from WrestleMania? Do you guys think they're going to touch on that little situation? Give me a call, 646-668-8672, you guys. And let's switch it up to AEW news. What about Jake the Snake Roberts making his
AEW debut last night, interrupting Cody as Cody was talking about him losing to MJF and how MJF cheated and all this other stuff. I mean, what do you guys think about that? I mean, MJF, kind of one of the best heels in the business right now. There's a lot of people that are disagreeing with that, but, I mean, MJF is kind of a good heel. He's up there. But I believe Cody was kind of crying, like, you know, Jake said. So Jake the Snake Roberts actually came out, interrupted Cody, and told him, you know, that he wasn't actually there to praise Cody Rhodes, that he was actually there to slay Cody Rhodes. And he was talking about, you know, he needs to quit crying because Jake's like, I've never cried a day in my life for losing a match. And I'm, believe me, Jake the Snake has lost a lot of matches, a lot of matches. And I believe, you know what I'm saying, that Jake the Snake was telling the truth and saying that it's been 20 years and it's 20 years to date that night that he's been clean and he's rightfully earned it. And I believe that that's true, that Jake the Snake Roberts does deserve the moment that he's going to get in AEW that WWE never gave him, you know what I'm saying, to be one of the top people, even though it's a little later in his age. But I believe that Jake the Snake can get it done now that he's sober and that he can move right and that he's got DDP on his side actually to give him the DDP yoga to help him move a lot better. But he was talking about his client and the dark side is coming to AEW. Who do you guys think that his client is going to be the one to target Cody Rhodes? Who do you guys think that is going to be? Do you guys think it's going to be Luke Harper? Do you think he's not going to go to the Dark Order, or is it Matt Hardy? Is he not going to be the Exalted One? Who's going to be the Exalted One in the Dark Order, and who's going to be the client that Jake the Snake Roberts is actually going to bring into the AEW? Keep it on the Jake the Snake Roberts thing. You know, he's like, bring that one-trick pony Arn, and I won't be on your side. And, you know, and then at the end of that, at the end of all that great promo that Jake the Snake had, he told Cody, told by a great person one time, that you never turn your back to someone you respect or that you're afraid of. And he turned his back on Cody. What do you guys think about that, man? I mean, Cody Rhodes is actually, you know, well, actually, Jake the Snake, he deserved this. And DDP actually took to Twitter last night and said, who saw the end of the one and only Jake the Snake Robert on TNT AEW last night? He's saying, bro, you killed it. So proud of you. And then Bully Ray says, dear wrestlers, Jake the Snake Roberts is returning to AEW last night. If you're not if you're working matches anywhere in the planet, you use the DDT in any shape and form as you're finished, you should get shot by the mafia and kicked in the face. I mean, that's just crazy that they're going to let all this happen it late in Jake the Snake Roberts' career, but it's great that AEW is doing that for him. But at the same time, you got AEW fanboys or wrestling period, wrestlers, wrestling fans period talking about, oh, WWE needs to stop letting legends and Hall of Famers take part in their shows, you know, for nostalgia and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But AEW is actually doing the same thing. But for Jake the Snakes, I think this is the right thing for them to do. You guys got any comments on wrestling, any topics you guys want to talk about or anything I talked about wrestling, or if you got a question about Metro Pro Wrestling, give me a call, area code 646-668-8672, 646-668-8672. You guys, give me a call. You got any questions for the Southwest Texan, any topics you want to debate with or anything that I talked about or touched on, give me a call. I'm anxious for you guys to hit the line. How about also NXT or the NWO showing up for tomorrow's night SmackDown? What do you guys think about the NWO actually bringing back, you know, actually coming back to SmackDown? I mean, for me, I think it's too early. Well, actually, WrestleMania is a month away, but for them to actually show up and I believe they're going to try to promote them going to the Hall of Fame and all this and all that. They're going to be on a moment of bliss and whatnot. I believe that that was a wrong thing, but hey, this is WWE. They're going to do whatever they can to get ratings and pops. So NWO will be on SmackDown, you guys. What do you guys think about them? Especially on shooting. I'm going to touch up. I actually met the Nature Boy. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Last Friday at Autorama. Met 16-time world champion. I stood in line for hours and hours, guys. I stood in line from 11 o'clock in the morning all the way to about 6:30 at night. And I actually got to give the Nature Boy a birthday card. I actually got to talk to him. I got a vintage 1978 wrestling magazine and some things signed from the Nature Boy himself. I actually got to take a picture with the man himself. That was actually great because he's really not a bad guy. Like some people were claiming that he was, you know, and I can't believe that people were saying that. But, you know, some wrestlers are, you know, dicks and assholes. But, I mean, for the simple fact, Rick's not that guy. Ric Flair is not that guy. He was actually given – he actually stayed a little longer than what he was supposed to. And it's just crazy. It's crazy that people say he's a bad guy, and he actually stayed a little longer than what he was supposed to. So what about also you got – what about B-Shits on Monday Night Raw beating Seth Rollins – and Murphy, Buddy Murphy, whatever you want to call him, I think that was way past overdue that, you know, they came to Monday Night Raw a few weeks ago, whatnot. I just believe that it was time for Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy to get them straps up. I just think that was the right thing for WWE, kind of, you know, whatever. But, let's move on to some NXT news, guys. Let's move on to some NXT news that Velveteen Dream faced off against, what's his name? Roderick Strong of the Undisputed Era in a cage match. That match was great match. Great everything. At the end, the Undisputed Era tried coming in. You know, Velveteen Dream fought him all off from getting into the cage. But he actually knocked out Roderick Strong and brought in Adam Cole, whooped on Adam Cole, and actually put a whooping on Adam Cole. And then in came Roderick Strong. Velveteen Dream took care of them also. And that was just crazy. I believe, just like my friend UC says, tragedy. Because, I mean, the whole thing is Velveteen Dream is ready for that next spot. He's ready for the NXT Championship. And when Velveteen Dream wins that NXT Heavyweight Championship, that's going to be one of the greatest things because he's going to get a big pop. NXT should get a lot of ratings to be able to beat NXT. And that's just crazy. I can't wait for that. I can't wait for Velveteen Dream to actually, you know, do something besides win the North American Championship. Not down in the North American Championship, but when you go into the wrestling business, you go in there for one thing and one thing only, and that's the big dog, the big heavyweight championship. If you ain't there to be a heavyweight champion, then you should sit your ass at home and get a day job. So, guys, give me a call. I'm a little lonely here. 646-668-8672. Well, what about, guys, Vince being mad about hearing Jim Ross's voice all through this Ruthless Aggression era documentary that they're doing? I mean, I can't believe that Vince is actually mad at history, because you can't erase history. You can't take back the past. You know, Jim Ross was the voice of WWE back then, and I believe Jim Ross is actually the voice of wrestling, period. But well, in my opinion. So if you guys got another opinion, 646-668-8672, if you don't think that Jim Ross is one of the greatest of all time. But Jim Ross is actually all the way in that. I watched the Ruthless Aggression documentary from the first all the way to the Brock Lesnar episode, and he's in that whole thing. I mean, but Jim Ross was a big part of wrestling history, even during the Ruthless Aggression era. And his voice caused so many great matches, and that's what's crazy, that I can't believe Vince wants to switch it up to the Jerry the King Lawler voice. Not nothing against Jerry the King, but Jim Ross actually caught a lot of that action, a lot of great of it. You know, a lot of great part of it. So, guys, give me a call, 646-668-8672. So, what about Ronda Rousey being at the Performance Center with Cain Velasquez? I mean, that's just a crazy thing also that do you guys actually want to see more UFC fighters or less UFC fighters? Because, I mean, Ronda Rousey had her little run and then won the title, lost it at WrestleMania, and I can't take UFC fighters wanting to be wrestlers. Just like Cain Velasquez, he came in, then he got injured, and we haven't seen him since. We haven't seen him since the last Saudi show, and I believe that was in October. And you haven't seen not one lick of either or. You haven't seen Ronda Rousey since last year's WrestleMania. Even though she wants to go build her family, why would you be at the headquarters today? Cain Velasquez, I mean, great UFC fighter. He beat Brock Lesnar, yeah, in UFC. But you can't want to see him in a WWE ring again because he – I don't like it.
Yeah.
Stay in your sport. Just like people should stay, you know, in their genders with their titles, I just can't – I can't see it. So you got 646-668-8672. You guys, pretty soon I'm going to be bringing on my next ghost – my next guest, my bad, my next ghost, Jesus Christ. He's Cody Fleming from Wrath and Rage. He's got a lot of things to talk about. We're gonna chat. We're going to talk about the independent wrestling just like I did with Johnny Atkins. We're going to talk about Wrestling Rage, what's going on in the Wrestling Rage, what's everything doing, you know what I'm saying, who's doing what's going on. So you guys, 646-668-8672, you got 7 minutes or less before I want to bring on my next guest. So you guys, the line's been empty today. I need you guys on here. You guys, 646-668-8672. Do you guys think that Monday Night Raw or WWE did the right thing on giving the Street Profits the tag titles? Do you guys want to see more or less of the UFC fighters in WWE, or, you know, anything else you guys want to bring up in the wrestling business, in the wrestling world, independent wrestling, deathmatch wrestling, anything wrestling? You guys, give me a call, 646-668-8672, because my next guest is giving in the call now. So you guys got a couple minutes before Cody Fleming's on the line.
Hey, Southwest, before Cody, before you start talking to Cody, I just want to say one quick thing. Like, I'm so over the UFC fighters coming to WWE because it almost seemed like they're looking for a quick payday, and they don't really have any true passion for the business. So I'm kind of over it.
I think the same thing. They're looking for quick dollars. They're looking for fame before they get out of the octagon to go to the square circle, and just that's just terrible on their part. You know what I'm saying? Leave the wrestling to the wrestlers, and we'll leave the UFC fighting to them. That's why I see it, you know. Prime example, you know, stay in your sport. Look what CM Punk did. He went on and explored to the UFC world. Not everybody is successful in that. CM Punk went and got his ass whooped twice. And then lost a passion for wrestling, which I think he should have stayed in wrestling because that's where he was the best in the world at. And now that he exposed himself and as somebody that can't get it done in the octagon, people are not going to give you credibility and anything to go on back into the wrestling world because they're going to look at you like, okay, you can play fight, but you can't real fight.
Ooh, that hurts, man. I agree with you.
And it's the same thing with the UFC stars. You know what I'm saying? Look at Ronda Rousey. She was just terrible in the ring.
Yeah.
You could whoop an ass in the octagon and try to go and like, oh, yeah, wrestling's like ballet. We got our ass whooped. We actually kick ass. But when you step into that ring, it's a whole nother realm. It's not an octagon. It's a ring. It's got four ropes. It's got six ropes or three ropes and four sides. This ain't an octagon, and I believe that's a wrong move for them to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and screen this call real quick, okay?
Okay. You guys, 646-668-8672. What's going on, guys? Give me a call before my next guest, Cody Fleming, shows up. Anything you guys want to talk upon, any topics, anything wrestling, you guys hit me up. 646-668-8672. Cody on the line yet? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me, brother?
Oh, it's me. Yeah.
What's happening, bro?
Not much, everybody. This is Cody Fleming from Wrestling Rage. The man is
Hey,
still.
What's happening? Hey,
not too
what's
much,
happening,
buddy,
my man?
Not too much.
No, I'm just sitting at the hacienda, sitting down in the studio, actually. I'm actually talking to you through my computer, actually.
Okay, that's great, man. So I mean, what's going on with Wrestling Rage, man? It's a great thing that you got going on, and because you hit all the independent spots, and you get interviews, and man, it's just a great thing to watch. You know what I'm saying? Because I do the same thing, but you know, we're all family when it comes to the end of the day, and it's just great to what you're doing. Let the fans know here on this Rated R Wrestling podcast what Wrestling Rage is about.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Yeah, definitely, dude. Well, I've been doing this it's been about 2 years now. Wrestling Rage has been around on YouTube, r2youtube.com. And it started out with my cousin actually runs Blue Water Championship Wrestling out of the Port Huron area, the Blue Water area. And I got back into wrestling and I really enjoyed the product of the independent scene and was really kind of drawn to it. And I decided to start Wrestling Rage on YouTube. And my main goal when I started was to bring independent wrestling to everybody, to the masses, because you'd be surprised how many people don't even know that there's wrestling outside of the WWE or AEW or Impact Wrestling. I was listening earlier to your show, and you were talking about being at the Autorama and meeting Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah. We were there.
Yeah, for sure. That's where we talked. And while we were standing in line, I was actually talking to a young lady and her mother that was in front of us. And they had no idea that there was a whole independent wrestling scene in the state of Michigan that you know, a lot of people that are in, say, Impact Wrestling or AEW and so on and so forth have wrestled in here in the state of Michigan. So that was my main goal with Wrestling Rage when I started it all out.
Right, exactly. And talking about the line, you know what I'm saying? I was actually in line also talking with a young lady and her father. They actually didn't know anything about the independent wrestling scene themselves. And I was like, man, I had to let them know about, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got Horace then, which is pro wrestling and deathmatch wrestling, which is great for some people, but not for everybody. But then you got Metro Pro, you got PWAS. You got BCWA, which are great pro wrestling to watch pro wrestling, and I just schooled them on it, man. I'm like, they're like, wow, really? And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's just a crazy thing that a lot of people don't know about it.
Right, yeah, for sure. You can't leave XICW out of there, Extreme Intense Championship Wrestling. I mean, the longest running promotion in the state of Michigan with 19 years, you know, ran by DBA and, you know, the Monroe Dynasty, you know, that. You can't talk independent wrestling without talking about the Monroe family. You just can't do it. It's the independent scenes, you know, going back to the territory days with the Sheik and running the Northwest Territory and the Sheik with Sweet Daddy Malcolm Monroe. And then, you know, Malcolm Monroe the second and now Malcolm Monroe the third and, you know, and then Malcolm's brother. And now RC, you know, you just go on and on and on. And there's a strong, strong history there with them too, you know. And then you got Blue Water Championship Wrestling here in my area where I'm from in Port Huron, and you know there's so much wrestling action here that nobody knows about. At one time, I said, you know, where do you go to find out about all this wrestling that's going on here in the state of Michigan? And there really is nowhere. You know, there's not like a website. There's not really like anywhere. You know, so a couple of my friends and I, one of which is Josh Harper. If you know Josh, you've met Josh, and the other one, Danny Beals. Big shout out to those guys who are now guests that are now hosting Wrestling Rage with me and Michigan Independent Weekly, which every week on the Wrestling Rage YouTube channel, we put out this show where we talk about all the shows going on for that weekend. You know, so. You know, on Monday night or Sunday night, we'll record an episode of it, and it'll be all the shows that are coming up the next weekend. And we put out the flyers, and maybe we'll talk about ticket prices, and, you know, maybe we'll have promos and matches and all kinds of great stuff on there. And, you know, talking with everybody seems to think it's an awesome idea. And we're going to continue to do it until there's, you know, nobody likes it anymore, I suppose.
Well, yeah, that's most definitely. And I watch it, and it's just great to see, like, you know, all of us doing that, you know.
All right, I'll holler at you, Lee.
For sure. And, you know, it's just crazy that I love it. I love the way it's going, and I love the way everything, you know, Wrestling Rage is just great to me. I watch it myself, you know. Like I said, we're both podcasters, we're both YouTubers, but it's just great to see you guys, like I said, doing that weekly thing and then doing the Wrestling Rage. It's great.
Yeah, well, you know, I really enjoy just going to the shows and talking to everybody, not just the wrestlers, but the fans too, because the fans, hey, without fans, what do you got, right? Because the fans are the ones that are coming in, they're spending the money, they're buying the tickets, they're buying the merch, they're doing it all, right? You know, so I like to talk to everybody, and I really, really enjoy the entire atmosphere of wrestling. I mean, where else can you, I mean, I don't know about you, but I think I've talked about this on numerous occasions, but, you know, I never really fit in just anywhere. I never really did. And I can tell you one place I fit in, that's in independent wrestling. That's where I fit in. And
oh, yeah.
I really enjoy it. The live atmosphere. There's the one thing I strive for when I go to watch any wrestling, not just independent wrestling, but any wrestling is to feel the match, right? Like, so, you know, I don't need words in a wrestling match. You don't need words. I don't need someone to tell somebody to do anything. But what I do need is somebody to tell me a story, and I want to feel that story when it's in the wrestling ring. And there's only a few times where I've actually felt that raw emotion, but that's what I'm always looking for when I'm going to a wrestling show.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And that's the same thing I look for. I don't really go to the matches for the words. Like, if you're an old school wrestling fan, you go for the matches. You got to feel that match, because, like, for me, now that, you know what I'm saying, I got a big taste of the independent scene. Like, when I even go to WWE, I'm like, man, like, I would have rather spent my money at an independent match, on an independent promotion.
Absolutely.
And that's just...
Absolutely.
That's just,
I totally feel that.
That drives me crazy.
I totally understand that.
Because, you know, WWE is what we all grew up on. We all grew up on that, you know, and you know, WWE is where it used to be, but now it's like WWE is like too, I don't know how to explain it. It's just bland. It's not what it used to be. And I go to independent shows to get my feeding of the wrestling, you know, and it's just like,
yeah.
I can't believe that it's turned out like that, that the indies would be the one flourishing more than a WWE product, if you know about the indies.
Right. Yeah. You know, concerning the Fed, listen, I mean, you know, I understand each to their own, you know, the product of WWE, and this is my opinion, you know, whatever, it's not necessarily opinion of anybody else, but this is my opinion and mine alone. Their product is marketed to a total different audience than what we are. You know, let's be perfectly honest there. They're marketing it to the masses of casual wrestling fans, and anybody that listens to wrestling podcasts is probably not a casual fan, or even hosts a wrestling podcast or a YouTube channel or anything like that. You know, we're in a different realm, I guess you say. But not to say that we don't enjoy the product of WWE. It's just, I don't think it's marketed to us. You know, whereas independent wrestling, we feel that.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that, because, like I said, I've been watching wrestling forever, and independence. I feel more of a love and passion from the independent wrestlers than what I would a WWE superstar. You know, as they call them nowadays, they call them a superstar, if you notice, instead of wrestlers, and that's what I don't like. Wrestlers are going to be wrestlers, and superstars are going to be superstars. You know, leave the superstar stardom to, like, you know, singers, movie stars. You know, those are what you call stars and superstars. These are wrestlers. They don't make movies. You know, I just believe that's my opinion.
Right. Well, and I, you know, hey, listen, we with an opinion, everybody's going to agree to disagree or agree or agree. And you know what? Every person, I'm not going to say every person. Most people in the wrestling industry, you know, anybody that's wrestling is most likely trying to sign a contract worth millions of dollars. And let's be honest, the guys that are working for the WWE, most of them probably aren't complaining. And, you know, I've heard several gentlemen, and I, you know, big shout out. I'm going to give a shout out right here. Dre Jacobs. Here's one run guy here on his Facebook. I can't remember what it was. It was a while ago, but he put it on his Facebook and he basically said, hey, listen, if I ever work for the WWE, don't worry about what they got me doing. If you think they're misusing me, don't worry about it because I'm getting a paycheck and I'm okay with that.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
You,
I mean,
you know,
go ahead.
No, well, you know, and it's, and I'm not saying that it's all about the money, but at the end of the day, what are you, it's a job, right? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? Are you doing
right.
it because, you know, so, I mean, yeah, they are in essence superstars because is there anybody in the world besides musicians that people follow in the bathrooms? I mean, to just get a glimpse at, I mean, and that's their life. That's, you know, they get off airport, they get off their airplane and people are bugging them for pictures. They're bugging them for autographs. People are trying to get, you know, boxes full of WWE elite figure signed. I mean, is there anybody else in the world that happens to? I mean, other than wrestlers?
Well, you're right. You're actually right. It depends on the market. You know what I'm saying? It depends on the market. But I mean, I see it totally 100% where you're coming from on that point of view. And I kind of didn't see it that way, but I understand what you're saying on that. That's actually 100% true.
Yeah. You know, it's each to their own. You know, WWE, if you look at it, most kids, a lot of kids enjoy WWE, and that's exactly who's going to enjoy it. And then the kids and the parents and so on, and they enjoy it together and whatever. It's not what it used to be like back in the day in the WWF where you had a lot of characters. You had cops and you had over the top colors and craziness,
yeah.
You know, and you had guys with big old shears chopping hair, and they had barber shops, and you had Rowdy Piper, and you know, you had Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. You had characters, and there's not a lot of that in the WWE, and there is a lot of that in the independents still.
Oh yeah, most definitely. You got people like the Flamboyant Peter B. Beautiful is one of them. One of my favorites,
yeah.
Actually. He's actually one of my favorites because he gets pops to wherever he goes, but he plays a flamboyant person, and that's just great to me. You can't a character like Peter B. You couldn't get over in the WWE right now. You cannot get him over right now. You got
I don't. Well, yeah, not in WWE for sure. No.
No, not
but,
at all.
I mean,
not at all.
Well, I mean, listen. Let's be. Anytime you added blood into a match, you're probably not gonna. It's not probably not gonna happen on WWE. Not on purpose, anyways.
Right.
You know, there's not a lot of blood on WWE anymore. I mean, you see more of that on AEW, maybe even Impact. And I mean, really, that's pushing it for Impact anymore, I think.
That's pushing it for them. And then AEW is actually trying to bring a little bit of more of the blood and stuff into their product and bringing in, you know what I'm saying, barbed wire and all that stuff. Like when Dean Ambrose was fighting Kenny Omega, where they landed on a bed of barbed wire. You know what I'm saying? You got that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
I like that. Debbie's bringing that in.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you know, it doesn't have to be extreme crazy. It doesn't have to be totally dumb. You know, people slicing themselves open crazy like. But you know, the I like what they're doing. The minor, the subtleties. It's not over the top. I'm not a big fan of light tubes in personally. That's just my thing. I'm not a big fan of that. And it's just, I don't know. Hey, each to their own. It's just not my thing, you know?
Right. So, also talking about, AEW, what'd you think about the Jake the Snake thing?
You know, hey, Jake the Snake. He's let's talk more about Jake the Snake and the awesome story about being in recovered. You know what I'm saying? How about that?
Yeah.
That's an amazing
story
in itself right there. I mean, I like that story, and here's why I like that story, because I've suffered with addiction in my life, and, you know, and my father before me and so on and so forth. And, you know, I'm recovered, and I love a good recovery story. You know, somebody that fought back and is, you know, seen some of the bottom of the barrels and now can walk tall again.
Definitely. Like he was bringing up, talking about being 20 years sober, it took him 20 years and all that, you know, talking about how he used to just put a snake in a bag just to make the money, like we were talking about earlier. And I'm very proud of Jake the Snake Roberts, you know, because I've been watching Jake since I was a kid myself. I've been watching,
for sure.
You can see when, if you look now, like back then, you wouldn't be able to tell, but if you watch a Jake the Snake match now from back then, from when he was addicted to stuff, you could tell the difference from the matches that he had when he was addicted to things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you know, and I loved Jake the Snake when I was coming up as a kid. I mean, there was nobody like him. Nobody else brought a snake to the ring. Have you ever seen that ever? No. You know, and you'll probably never see it again, you know?
No, we won't see that no more. We got a big old fake tarantula from Eric Rowan. We got a fake spider. That's all about. We're gonna get close to the snake.
Right. Yeah, you know, I love Jake the Snake, dude. But you know, he's it was good to see him. It was good to see some. Not really. We're not gonna see any action out of him. But it was good to see him do his thing. You know.
Well, yeah, we're not going to see no action out of him, but, I mean, that promo he cut on Cody was like, whoa. I've never seen Jake the Snake cut a promo like that, like actually towards, like the way he did Cody. And then when he said, I heard from somebody, you never turn your back on somebody you respect or fear, and then he just straight turned his back on him and threw the mic dropped it. That was killer out of Jake the Snake right there.
Definitely, yeah, hey, it's saying something though, right?
Oh yeah, that's most definitely.
Right. Now go ahead, bud.
No, go ahead, buddy.
Well, I was just gonna say, you know, I like AEW. It's something different. Did you see that new deal there with Matt Hardy there on YouTube where the Young Bucks showed up? Did you watch that?
I actually couldn't catch that. I was actually at work. I was gonna catch that later on. But
free the delete. You got to check that out, man.
Yeah, no, I checked out the first episode. I think it was the first two episodes. I did not. I caught it when the last one I caught was when Matt Hardy was calling the Young Bucks.
Matt, what do you think about that? What do you think if Matt Hardy shows up in AEW? Would that be badass or what?
I believe that it would be dope. I believe that it would be something that AEW needs to do before Matt Hardy's Stan runs out of that, you know, that little time slot, and give him one more run. Let him be the Exalted One. Let him do what he does, because if the broken Matt Hardy actually shows up on AEW as the Exalted One, that's going to be the best thing that they can have right now. And they're gonna sell merch. They're gonna do whatever, and I want to see Matt Hardy actually with that AEW Heavyweight title, as he's the Exalted One going into that group.
Right.
I believe it's
right, you know it. What's your thoughts on Ambrose with the title? You get thumbs up, thumbs down?
Thumbs up. Two thumbs up, actually. I like it because, like I said it before on previous shows, weeks before, that Dean Ambrose is actually kind of the one that's bringing the eyes to the product right now, because everybody got tired of the watered-down Dean Ambrose, and he's actually going back to where his roots were when he was in CZW and all that other stuff. I believe that it's a great thing that AEW did. They did the right thing, but they don't need to let it, you know what I'm saying, actually run its course. Let it run its course. Let him get a nice title run. If you're not going to give it to him for a long while, let him get a nice little title run out of it.
Right. Yeah. I like him. I like Moxley. I like the whole thing going on out there. Like I said, AEW's got a strong, strong roster, and I think that if they keep going and doing their thing and, you know, listen, you get all these people online and you see these numbers coming out about ratings and all this stuff between AEW and WWE. Just listen, man, when can you remember the last time that you could watch wrestling every night of the week?
Exactly. It's been
all right. So, hey, Right. So listen, whether you like AEW, whether you like WWE, whether you like Impact, you like whatever, you're independent wrestling, shut up, watch wrestling, and have a good time. That's the way I see it.
Exactly. That's how it got to go. People are complaining so much about both WWE and AEW. Like you said, sit down and watch some wrestling, man. Watch some wrestling. Watch AEW if you're an AEW fan. Watch WWE. If not, you know, watch both. Watch Impact, whatever it is, man. Just sit down and be quiet. You know, people were complaining there was not enough wrestling back in the day. Now that there's enough wrestling, people are complaining. I can't see it.
How many people are in the United States of America? I mean, and then all you times that by all the people in the world that watch wrestling. You know, like, I get it. People are going to complain about the things that they don't like. That's just what life is. But at the same time, there's just certain things you just got to, like, let go and move on and just be okay with. I think we also – we live in a different time, too. I mean, when we were coming up, when we were watching WWF and we were watching, we didn't have Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all these other things and all these platforms where people could voice their opinions. I mean, on cast, YouTube, whatever it may be. So it's a total different time. So there's a lot of opinion out there now. And I think some people enjoy the opinion and other people don't. So, I mean, I guess it's just about how you take it, I suppose.
That's right. That's right. So, are you going to be at SmackDown March 13th?
No, I will not be at SmackDown on March 13th. I'm not. No, I don't go to. I don't go. I don't pay WWE prices, man. That's just my thing. Hey, people that go, hey, more power to you, dude. It's just not my thing. I don't enjoy watching WWE anymore. I really don't. It's just not. I'm not interested at all. So I made the choice. I canceled my subscription and I just stopped watching. I stopped complaining and stopped watching. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and that's basically what I did.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll be over there because I'm probably going to end up doing a radio podcast before or a radio, you know, radio viewing before SmackDown. So me and Martez are going to try
cool.
to whip something up and we're going to try to get something there before that show. Try to talk to some of the fans, you know, try to talk to some of the fans about, you know, why they came to WWE event and if they know about the independent wrestling scene and would they actually
cool.
consider if they haven't been to a wrestling, any wrestling event, would they consider it?
Well, yeah, that's really cool. I like that. Now, what you really need to do is once you do that is you need to have some flyers with you for some shows and pass them out, man.
You know what? I was thinking about that, but the last time I went to a SmackDown, which was like last year or something, I actually tried to – you can't pass off flyers around the arena. You have to do it before, like across the street from the arena and away from the arena because I actually tried and the security guard's like, oh, you got to throw all your flyers away. If not, you can't enter the building and we'll, you know, we'll let everybody know you're not allowed in the building. I'm like, you know, I'm not even – you know, I'm not
yeah. –
I'm not doing nothing
yeah,
wrong.
That's just another reason why not to go to WWE.
yeah, exactly. But, I mean, I'm going to do my best to actually pass out flyers, and I'm going to talk to talk to these people and let them know, you know, there's better things outside of the WWE.
Yeah, for sure. That's – well, you know, that's kind of like what we do with – well, I mean, we don't go to WWE and do that, but I mean, you know, that's what we're doing with MIW, with Michigan Independent Weekly, and with Wrestling Rage. It's you know, trying to bring, or not trying, we're bringing the, you know, independent scene here in Michigan with matches, interviews, and so on. About, you know, I just sat down with Truth Martini and Matt Irish and Eamon. Yeah, Josh and I went to Centerline. And that's where the House of Truth Wrestling School is. And we were allowed into the school, which is, you know, a huge honor because, you know, that's things that don't happen. You know, outside folks don't get to come into the wrestling schools. But, you know, we were allowed to come into the wrestling school and we did an interview with Mad Irish Eamon and Truth Martini. And, you know, we talked about the show coming up, City Championship Wrestling, on March 22nd. And it's going to take place in Hamtramck. At the Composite Hall, and we, you know, it's going to be all House of Truth alumni, you know, everybody, yeah. you know, people that have trained or have done seminars or anything like that over there at the House of Truth. They're going to be on there, on the show. Al Ridiculoso is going to be there. It's going to be a great night. And, you know, we sat down and we talked to them, and they told some stories about Hamtramck and different things like that, you know. And you and I talked, and we're going to sit down next week, you and I, and I'm going to get an interview with you, and we're going to put that up there on the r2youtube.com. And it's fun stuff. It's a lot of work. A lot of people don't understand how much work goes into doing this stuff sometimes, you know, getting all this content together, you know. And I'm not complaining. This is the life I chose. And, you know, I work a 9-to-5. I got a day job. I work 8 hours. I come home. I work 2-3 more hours, maybe doing some video editing or whatever, you know, because, you know, that's what you got to do. And if that's what, you know, I was only doing one video a week, and I went from one video to two videos, from two videos to three videos, and three to four. And so now it's like four videos a week between Wrestling Rage, the live show on Sundays, Michigan Independent Weekly on Tuesdays, interview on Wednesday, and matches on Friday. That's basically the upload schedule for the YouTube channel. It gets pretty hectic sometimes, especially when I have two kids. So, I just stay focused and keep going, man. I love professional wrestling, and I love independent wrestling more so than anything, to be really honest with you. And you can ask anybody that's ever seen me or ever been with me at an independent show. I absolutely get into it. I'm yelling, I'm screaming, I'm having a great time, and no matter what. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And I'm going to keep going until they tell me I can't go no more.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But we're actually running out of time here. You guys, this has been Cody Fleming from Wrestling Rage. Check him out on YouTube. Wrestling Rage, and check out MIW, man. This guy has got great content. He's got great interviews. He actually got the interview with the first, I'm not going to, people don't take offense to this, but the first black tag team, the first black heavyweight champion, Ron Simmons. That was one of my favorite interviews right there.
Yep, and then it was also, you know, not only that, that was with Tony Atlas, too, and Tony Atlas is part of the first black tag team champions, along with the, you know, Rock's dad, you know. So
yep. So, man, rest in peace.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I had that fortunate opportunity. That was an opportunity, and man, what a great experience that was. Great dudes too.
I bet, and I would love to, you know what I'm saying. I would have loved to have been there, but yeah, man, thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate it. You guys, again, check out Wrestling Rage. Check out MIW on YouTube and anywhere you can get, anywhere you can find it. And this is Cody Fleming. This is the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz from the Ready to RS and Podcast. Next week, I'll be on Wrestling Rage, so check that out also.
R2YouTube.com, and you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wrestling Rage. And don't forget to join the Michigan Independent Weekly by Wrestling Rage Group on Facebook.
Yes, sir. Don't forget the MIW, Wrestling Rage, R2YouTube.com. And also don't forget the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast on YouTube.com. You know, that's my thing. But, Cody, thanks again, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. Absolutely appreciate it, man. I can't wait to see you at the next show, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We appreciate it. Talk to you later, buddy.
All right, bro.
All right, you guys. That was Cody Fleming, and earlier we had Johnny Atkins. Like I said, check out Metro Pro at on Southgate on March 14th. I will be interviewing Jake Diener, and then that was Cody Fleming from Rage. Check him out on Wrestling Rage on YouTube.com and MIW and anything Wrestling Rage on social media. Thanks a lot, you guys. This is Southwest Texan from Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Thank you, guys. Good night.